Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is back. Rays and Yankees, Mets and Marlins, New York, Florida. Double dip of a series this weekend. We started the show and we'll continue to take your calls at 888-808-1019. Resetting our expectations. Mets and Yankees as we embark on the second half. Tiki believes both teams make the playoffs. Yankees to the ALCS. I think Yankees get to the World Series and lose. Mets, I think, will miss the playoffs. Now, if you're looking for more positive Yankee news, besides the fact that they won 2 out of 3, a video has hit the internet, Tiki Barber.
Uh-oh. What
is this
video?
Saw this during the break. Chris Kirschner has tweeted out 14 minutes ago. A video at Yankee Stadium currently of Giancarlo Stanton running the bases.
Well, he said he's only going to be a month.
And when we had Aaron Boone out at Citi Field.
Yep.
He said to us, he goes, no, 4 weeks he'll be back, not 4 weeks till he ramps up. Our own Big Mac, Chris McMonagle, has quote tweeted this with, this is his top speed even when healthy, activate him. And I have to say.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. As I watch this video right now.
That's great.
Look, Giancarlo's never going to fly around the bases. This is not him walking or lumbering. It looks like he's hustling around there and he's not limping after. So clearly he's not going to be activated tonight for tonight's game. But
no.
If he's running like that with a hamstring injury, and they've already said, or correct me if I'm wrong while I was off, that they're not going to give him rehab stints. They think he could rehab here, right?
Yes.
DHing?
Yes.
Okay.
It seems like he's just going to come back and be the DH.
I saw that while I was off this week.
Yeah, it doesn't need to go down to AAA or AA, whatever, and get back into playing shape. Because it's only been a month, and he's actually been working out since we talked
right.
to Boone. Like, when we talked to Boone, he said, no, he's working out. He'll be back. In a month.
And that was 3 weeks ago we were at Citi Field?
Was that when the Subway Series was? Yeah, it seems like
okay,
3 weeks
so ago. If you align the 4 week total, I mean, maybe the Subway Series is in play on Tuesday. If he's running like this now, maybe. Get through this weekend versus Tampa, maybe. So good news, Giancarlo Stanton run the bases. And I can't, you want to call somebody a phony, you want to call me a shill, you want to call me. I am the guy who has been anti-Stanton his whole Yankee career, and I'm
Yeah, but he's been the clutch one.
Right, we need him back. What a difference the lineup with Giancarlo Stanton as DH. And so, interesting stuff there. Yankees could be that much closer to a Giancarlo Stanton return. 888-808-1019, Woody in Plattsburgh. Woody, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Good to see. There's a couple of Foxhole guys that actually showed up for work today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you claim to be the future of the station, Trashbag Tommy. And then call in on a Friday.
He's trying to steal days. It's all good.
And I did come in, Tiki. I went right to Rosie. I said, well, Tommy's not in yet. He said, no, out. Had to get to the beach today.
Oh.
Who goes to the beach on a Friday? Trashbag Tommy.
Disgraceful. Okay. Tiki, I got a couple things for you, and then I'm going to get down to my Yankee prediction.
Go ahead.
Tiki, much like you, I eat the muffins and the occasional cupcake in the exact same manner.
That's exactly right. That's the only way to do it.
Right. Right. Being a gym rat, listen, just give me the best part of the sweets. I don't need the other stuff and the extra calories.
Right.
Just give me the top.
I don't need the potentially stale like badly packed together stem of the muffin. Just give me the sweet top part. That's all I want.
Thank you. Right. Well, listen, we're totally on the same page. A lot of the times, me and you usually are.
Let's calm down. What are you on? Not a former NFL athlete with doing with your gym stuff. Calm down.
I could tell he likes to. Look, we're getting older, man. We got a gym rat.
Sean, where do you think I call from every time I call? I'm at the gym. I'm on the track walking five miles right now.
There it is.
Yeah. All right.
Show off. When's the last time you went 5 miles, Morash?
When was it? Saturday.
Not on the bike.
No, on my feet. Me and Ranger, the dog.
Really?
Yeah.
He walked
He walked to Wendy's.
No. It's 2 miles from my house to the Great South Bay, and so it's 4 miles. I did that and back.
All right. Still not five.
Okay. All right.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah, we'll cut you a little slack there. Let me just say this. The Natural is a great movie. However, it's one. Just slow down. However, it's one of those movies, and now, you know, you can do your groan again, because you need to read the book before you see the movie.
Now, you know what? I ordered it.
You ordered the book?
Okay. I ordered the book.
Come on. Did you watch the movie last night?
I did not. We watched this disturbing movie about this 1965 family, and I forget where they were. They locked this girl in the basement and abused her. It was, like, troubling. But for whatever reason, we just clicked on it.
Was that Black Phone?
No, I can't remember what it was called. I'll find it before I get up. But it was disturbing. Like, we usually fall asleep during these movies. We were like wired the whole night.
Interesting. What do you got? Anything else?
Well, yes, of course I do. Well, you definitely read the book first.
I will.
All right,
I will.
Let's get down to the Yankees. Here's what I see happening. I think they're actually going to come out a little hot. I'm with Tiki. I think the break came at the right time. I think guys like Volpe, Verdugo and Torres really needed a little bit of a reset. I think, I know this sounds horrible, but I think when they got out to a quick and great start, I think they might have gotten a little complacent. And you can see, like, some of the slip-up, to me, appears to be a lack of concentration.
Yeah.
And I think they, you know what I mean? I think this reset might, you know, line things up a little bit better. I mean, hopefully. I'm glad, you know, none of them went to the All-Star game except for Judge and Soto.
Yeah.
Because they can sit home and think about how miserable they've been playing.
Yeah,
and,
no.
You know, it's just...
You're dead on it, Woody. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend. But I think the other thing that we haven't really re-hit again, they also got hit with some injury stuff, right? Because Stanton, who you just were talking about, potentially coming back. Rizzo, not that he was playing great, but it created an opportunity.
Yeah.
But that opportunity is for a young player, Ben Rice. Who's taking advantage, but he also hit that little stretch for about four games where he had, what, two hits?
Yeah.
And 17 at-bats or 18 at-bats,
whatever.
And his
defense at first has been, hold your breath.
Right. It's like, okay, you good. He's all right that time. So, like, there also has been these injury issues. And whatever it is with DJ, I don't know if he's coming back, but there's something off there.
And also, there was a day before the regular season. People have forgotten this. You want to go through the Yankee injuries. They traded for John Birdie, who hit 300 for the Marlins last year. Came up, was supposed to be that extra infielder with the LeMahieu injury. He has been battling injuries all year. He's now rehabbing. That sneakily became an important injury for the Yankees based on how LeMahieu played, because that was extra depth for them. Now, I have good news on the injury front besides Giancarlo. More Yankee news trickling out.
Let's hear it.
Clark Schmidt will throw a bullpen tomorrow.
Oh.
Now that, I think everybody, because Luis Gil was so dominant, forget, Clark Schmidt was having a really heck of a strong year and looks like a foundational piece to this Yankee rotation. And if they were to get him back, maybe that would allow Luis Gil to rest up a little bit, and more on that in a little bit. But Clark Schmidt now rehabbing back. And we've seen some of these bullpen arms start to work their way back. Scotty Efros looks like he's about to come back. Maybe, just maybe, the Yankee team's going to get a little stronger and deeper.
Here. Right, as long as, I mean, you start to get healthy and anything can happen, especially with the way those guys started. The movie, by the way, is called An American Crime. It's an Indiana housewife, who Gertrude Banaszewski, who imprisons and tortures a 16-year-old girl in her basement.
That's horrible.
It's horrible. I don't know why we started
watching. Was it a true story?
It's based on a true story, or it's based on the transcripts from the trial of this woman who locked this girl in the basement. At 16 years old, and the whole family is bizarre, and it's one thing to have a disturbed person like a mom, but when that mom influences every other member of the family so that they're all disturbed, it was fascinating and scary as hell.
Big movie weekend for me coming up.
The Natural.
Big. No, not The Natural. I have only seen one movie in theaters since the pandemic, and it happened to be a couple months ago. My wife goes, I have a movie I really want to go see. Let's go see Wonka.
Hmm.
I didn't know, no offense to you and Kinky Boots, I did not know Wonka was going to be a musical. When I sat down 2 minutes in, you want to talk about pain, I had to sit through 2 hours of that.
It was actually a good movie.
It wasn't terrible in the end, but I'm not a musical guy. So I told her, I go, I'm going to have one of my holsters. I'm going to take you to a movie you probably don't want to see eventually, but I'm going to keep that card. I have played my card.
What is?
I've already bought my tickets. I am seeing Twisters tomorrow in 4DX. Forget IMAX.
You got to report on this.
I want to see my seat moving.
But you got to report on this. You got to tell me how it is.
Yeah.
I understand the floor because it's like water.
I've never
comes
seen
out,
a 4DX
like wind
movie.
And yeah. Water and all that stuff. You got to tell me if it's uncomfortable.
You think I will be?
I'm just wondering.
All right, so
I'm wondering if like you get hit with water on the side of your face.
So this
even
is
if
the
it's
thing.
Just like a sprinkle. If it's like, what the hell?
It feels cool that you can feel the energy, and I'm sure you're saying that, but I better not get soaked. And here's the other thing. The movie experience, I still want to eat my snacks, have a good time. In fact, me and my wife have already planned on sneaking burritos into a big pocketbook in her bag there.
Nice.
And I can't be, you know, and who knows, maybe I'll indulge in something adult-like to get me through the movie. If I'm in 4DX and my seat's shaking and I'm getting pounded with water and my phone is soaked and I'm spilling burrito all over me, it's not going to be an enjoyable experience.
That's going to be tough for you because 4DX, and you're seeing a movie about tornadoes,
yeah.
A lot of wind.
Well, that's why I think it's
like,
probably cool to experience like
oh,
that.
Oh, sure. I don't know if eating a burrito is the smartest play for
you. Yeah, would you actually eat a burrito in a tornado?
Great question.
I didn't look at it that way. But it's so good. It's so good. We love a good burrito.
Can you just stick to like Buncha Crunch?
No, okay? We'll do the Buncha Crunch too. The Reese's Pieces and the popcorn. But you ever heard of Bubba's Burrito?
No, I'm not a big burrito guy.
Bubba's Burrito? They stuff burritos with whatever you want. These monster burritos. You've heard of it, Scones. Come on.
I've heard of it. Never had it.
Great. So my wife brings this big pocketbook. We've done this in movies in the past. Mm-hmm. And we roll these burritos in there. We eat the burrito. It's so good. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried about the 4DX experience with a burrito. How much were the tickets?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I pre-bought them. I spent, I think I combined $53 with taxes and fees for two tickets, 4DX.
I guess that's not horrible.
An early evening showing, so not late.
That's not horrible. I mean, it's crazy when you think about when we were kids,
how much it cost.
But still, it's not.
But also, I'm looking at it as like, it's got to feel like a two-hour ride, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially with 4D.
Right, and that's it. I think it's a 4DX price. I think it's more than the regular price. So I'm at Twisters, big time remake. I guess it's 20 years. It's not a remake.
No,
right?
it's a new age of Twister, essentially.
Oh, I'm pumped up.
So it's
I can't wait.
So I don't think they're going to carry any of the characters over. This is a totally new situation.
I'm pumped. I'm into it. All right, Tim in Hicksville. Tim, what's up?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Tim?
What's going on, Sean? Got a question for you. I got two things to say to you.
All right.
First thing. I've been listening to WFAN from the start, okay? Susan Waldman, first day.
Yep.
There's one thing about a lot of the guys, Joe Bedingo, Steve Summers, they always said they hated the Yankees. They didn't try to hide it. It's kind of obvious that you don't like the Mets. So that's a little bit of advice.
No, Tim, and take my advice. I have told you I hate the Jets, I hate the Eagles, I hate the Red Sox, I hate the Cowboys. I'm being truthful. I'm not telling you I like the Mets. I really don't hate the Mets. I laugh at the Mets, but I don't consider that hate.
That's stupid. That's stupid talk. Let me ask you, are we still trading Martinez?
Why not?
Was that just a stupid talk that day?
It wasn't stupid talk. It was talking about trading for depth. It's talking about building a team.
Are we trading Soto because you're not winning the
Tim,
World Series?
Tim, is Soto part of the Yankees' long-term plans? The answer is yes, and they can win a World Series.
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
And they're going to sign him, Tim. What are you talking? Come back to real life, Tim.
Shut you up. Tim,
I'm confused. I'm confused. What do you want? What do you want, Tim?
You're a fake.
Tim,
I'm listening to the whole thing. Hey, guys, said you're a shill. You're a shill. Shut up.
Nah. I'm not going to shut up. Matter of fact, I'm here till 6:25. I'm taking the calls. 888-808-1019. This is really.
I don't understand what he was saying.
So I had that take a couple weeks ago off the Martinez homer that if the Mets needed to find the right deal. By the way, I didn't say hand over JD Martinez to add a reliever. I thought that their lineup was deep enough to trade the guy on the one-year deal. Which is similar to thoughts that Evans had.
I mean, honestly, you're not wrong.
And clearly Sturms didn't love JD Martinez. Took him forever to sign him.
Right, but they wouldn't do that. He's been a big part of it. So the question is, where's the value? Right. The value is it should be in Pete because he's also a rental.
Yeah.
JD, but he hasn't had the season And so maybe, right. I don't think we can get into that conversation. A change of scenery will do Pete Alonso. No, that's nonsense.
And it's in the weeds, man. And right. And the problem is if you trade Pete Alonso, you might offend him where he wouldn't re-sign.
Agreed.
I don't know that J.D. Martinez is going to be here. I don't think David Stearns wanted him here to begin with.
But it feels like he was a part of this clubhouse.
No, the revival.
That lifted
I don't
them.
Deny that. But this is where we're going back to a conversation. Everybody has no idea what we were talking about. This was a couple weeks ago, me and Tiki were on.
Mm-hmm.
My point was simply this. Answer the question. Do you truly view the Mets as a team, forget making the playoffs, that can make and potentially win a World Series? And that's a convoluted question. Many people have a couple different answers on it.
I don't think so.
Okay. And I think the majority of people, including Mets fans, would say,
Kodai
I don't think
Senga
so.
Unless comes back and he's Cy Young level like he was a year ago.
That doesn't mean you trade off pieces for nothing for bags of balls. If that became the biggest or second biggest bat available at the deadline and you got yourself a major haul and were able to use those pieces mm-hmm. either while adding to this team this year or when you have a big free agency, now all of a sudden your prospect pool is even bigger. If you were able to get a big haul, I would do it. I didn't say just hand them over. And people took that and ran with whatever.
Yeah.
The idea that trading Soto for the Yankees would be the same thing. Number one, okay, you don't have to believe the Yankees are World Series contender. I think we can all admit, if we're ranking them, the Yankees have a better chance than the Mets to go to the World Series, number one. Number two, the Yankees are signing Juan Soto. They're not going to trade him.
Agreed. And they're going to do everything in their power to sign Juan Soto.
Or their plan is to sign him. You cannot tell me the plan for the Mets is to sign J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. Right. He's going to be 38 next year. And you don't know, and I say this with all sports, but it seems like it happens in football and sometimes, especially with hitters in baseball. Right. It's just over. Like at some point, you just can't do it anymore.
Don't mistake uncomfortable conversations about being realistic with teams as being a hater. All I'm doing is having a realistic conversation about a team.
Kristen Mackey sent me something that Woody will appreciate.
Okay, what do you got before I take this call?
Panera bread?
Yeah, I love Panera.
Muffin tops only.
Really?
Muffin tops only.
Am I nuts though? Isn't a muffin top just a scone? No disrespect to this scone. Is that what a scone is?
Yes, basically.
So we're not revolutionizing anything.
I guess yes. But
Elaine tried that in Seinfeld also.
Yeah. Top of the muffin to you.
But thank you, Kristen.
No,
muffin tops only at Panera Bread.
I mean, a muffin top is the best part of the muffin. That's
of course
the debate.
It is.
But once you have it in front of you, you're not going to finish the stump. You're going to finish the stump.
You feel obligated to finish the stump. And Woody and myself, we don't. I feel obligated to finish the stump. I just bought the muffin top.
Well, if you could just buy muffin tops, but again, it's a scone.
No. A muffin top and a scone is totally different.
Scone's harder, probably.
A scone is harder, more denser. A muffin top is hard on, it's just, hard on top. That's it. It's like one layer of a sweet.
He's right.
Yeah.
A scone is different. Totally different.
But they're the same shape, right?
Yeah, ish.
Roughly.
Ish. So what are we, if scones are harder and tougher and nobody likes them, then why don't we just make scones muffin tops?
Because you're supposed to eat them with tea.
When you have come on.
Tea.
Depends on the muffin. And you eat a blueberry muffin.
You dip it in your tea.
You dip scones in tea?
I mean, in Britain, or Great Britain, they do, right?
Tea and crumpets.
Or England, they do, right?
Oh.
Tea and crumpets.
Crumpets.
Look, I watch a lot of TV late night.
Spot of tea?
Spot of tea. As I'm watching TV last night, if you think I was getting a scone to dip in tea, I was burying Cheddar Chex Mix like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, that was the best. Dude.
Oh. What's your favorite part of Cheddar Chex Mix? One, two, three. Go at the same time. Ready?
All right.
Think about it.
Hold on.
Tell me when you have an answer.
Okay.
Cheddar Chex Mix. One, two, three. The orange triangle. What?
Licking your fingers afterwards.
No, I meant the piece. not the action. Licking your fingers afterwards. Yes. That was not an option.
Yes. It's like the dessert. It's like the dessert of your Chex Mix eating.
No, I mean, yes. I usually let the dog lick my fingers and then I go right in the bag. I meant the piece. I like the little orange triangle.
Yes, those are good.
And you got to eat it with a pretzel, too. The pretzel ring. You know what I'm saying? You put them two together in your mouth. They have the little tiny pretzel rings in the Chex Mix.
Oh, yeah.
That's the pretzel a good ring, taste combo.
And then the big round one that's like oblong shape.
Oh, that's in regular Chex Mix, not featured in the cheddar. That's dried bread.
Yes, the dried bread in the regular one is good.
As you can see, I did not study a thing in school, but I can tell you every piece of every type of Chex Mix.
I can't believe you don't like to lick your fingers.
I didn't say I don't like, but look, you cut off the muffin bottom because you want to save calories. I'm not licking the cheese dust. My dog can have that. Thank you, Mr. Barber. Chris in Manhattan. Chris, what's
up? What up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Tiki, I'm with you. The muffin top crushes a scone any day.
All day.
I'll take it.
All day, every day.
And you know what else I do? when I get a like a kick-ass brick oven pizza, I don't need to crust on any of them.
Right. You just crust the pizza.
Oh, that I can't get down with.
Chris, I do the same thing.
No, you talk about the crust is the best part of the pizza.
You start giving your, I mean, it's a stuffed crust, good, maybe.
But I'd rather have a few more slices without those calories. Dude, I got
Chris,
my vibe.
That's how I crush a pie. Oh. That's how I kill a pie. I just eat the pizza part, and then I give CJ, my dog, the crust. And she's and she's like a pig, and you know what?
Our
she
dogs are really cleaning
I'm
up.
I'm just
you.
Sharing food with her. I'm like, here, I'm you take you, my cast-offs, man. I get more pizza.
You guys are nuts. What do you got, Chris?
So listen, as a Mets fan, let me chime in on the initial thoughts. Look, I do have an expectation. I'm not delusional. I do think Mets have a good shot. I don't necessarily think it's going to be easy, but I think they could absolutely get to the playoffs. And I would be disappointed if they didn't.
You would be disappointed if they didn't at this point.
Yeah, if they didn't get into the playoffs, absolutely, 100%.
I mean, they're in position. Right, they're in position right now. They're three games over 500. They're the last wild card spot. They're in position. So now they just have to. They would have to suck again for them not to get into the postseason. Right.
Oh, no, we suck again.
There's a lot of intangibles, you know, all this stuff we can talk about with the culture and the Mets. And that, as a fan, it's a wonderful thing to see. I will say, though, like the dinners that Lindor and Nimmo are buying, if the Mets have another losing streak, they're going to need to up the dinners. They'll be going to Nobu by the end of the season.
or they just get Pete Alonso to get some dinner. Yeah. So maybe he can start getting for him.
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. This guy, I had to go to the dentist's office this morning, Dr. Nobre, put my crown on.
Uh-huh.
Because my thing, you know, I told this thing about my root canal. So I got my crown put on. The guy was in the office, and he's like, man, I had a Thursday night wedding. Oh, I'm dragging today. I'm like, you got to work? He's like, yeah, I'm working right now. He had two phones going. And as I'm getting up to go back to see Lisa, he says, until Sean, he's crazy about Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I'm
crazy. He's like, I got an 8-year-old, 11-year-old, or something around that age. He's like, it's terrible.
No, he's way off.
It's terrible.
I got a big Twitter movement on this. Big time Twitter movement.
I'm
people going, you're
in
a green.
I'm just talking anecdotally, the guy I met in the dentist's office today.
I will blindfold him with two slices and he will pick Chuck E. Cheese. I guarantee it. 888. It's telling you the pizza changed over the last 3 years ago. I spoke to somebody, one of the higher ups, and they backed me. Okay. They said, recipe change, had to survive the pandemic, and they changed the pizza to make it authentically New York and garlicky style. 888-808-1019. Connor and Kenilworth. Connor, what's up?
What up, Connor?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you? Happy Friday.
Thank you, man.
I just wanted to talk about the 4D experience a little bit.
Tell us.
What's going on, Connor? What am I stepping into?
Fill us in.
So when I experienced it in Dubai, out there for a little while, it's pretty. I saw the Star Wars movie when we're at the female is the lead character or whatever. I don't remember the name of the title, but you go in and then sit down and the seats vibrate and like depending on what's happening in the movie, so it'll like shift forward or shift back, rock
really?
Left to
right. The seat actually moves?
The seat will move a little bit and vibrate, and then they'll also have like, depending, I don't know, whatever the Twister movie, maybe have some scents, but sometimes scents will come out and you'll be able to smell.
Got it.
Maybe it's not going to be the exact smell of what that is, but the sense there.
But Connor, will you get like wind? Does it have, or will you get precipitation? You know what I mean? Like do you get wet?
I didn't have any mist or anything like that, but it does blow a little bit harder and things like that. There is
so
like
I might, did you eat snacks during this, Connor?
I did not.
Oh, wow.
I did not, but I recommend you do. You know, just make a mess everywhere, you know.
You're immersed in the movie. Like, there's no time to eat, right?
I mean.
Exactly.
That's not a movie. A movie, you eat your snacks.
I don't know.
I mean, that is the safest haven for having snacks. That is America. Well, he did see it in Dubai, but that's America at its finest, is snacks in a movie.
I think burrito's a little extravagant, though.
It's me and my wife's thing.
How can you lock into a burrito and watch a movie at the same time? Burrito takes effort, you know? You don't want to get it all over yourself.
I lock into football games all the time, and I got 74 wings hanging out of my mouth.
Different. Well, wings are different. Wings are different.
Wings are work. Burrito's not a work. You hold it the foil, you bite into it.
I don't know. It's dark.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm burying it. Reese's Pieces, all of that. Eric did chime in on Twitter. I went to see Marvel movie in 4D. Yes, you get sprayed with water. Wind and seats rock heavily.
Wow.
So I'm going to be very wet tomorrow. I might have a wet, soggy burrito.
Wear a poncho.
You might need to eat before.
Imagine walking in with a poncho and a burrito. 888-808-1019.
Only you, Sean.
Plus, are the Yankees flapping their gums and telling the Mets, we're not scared of you? It's 888-808-1019. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Before we get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Both teams have set their rotations coming out of the break. As we know tonight, Sean Manaea will pitch for the New York Mets versus the Marlins to get them started here. And by virtue, Sean Manaea will pitch that second game of the Subway Series, his second start on Wednesday night. One thing I found interesting that was twofold from the Yankee point of view, they have set their rotation. Mm-hmm. Gerrit Cole will obviously pitch tonight versus Tampa. Number two in that rotation now will not be Carlos Rodon. It will be Nestor Cortez. Marcus Stroman will slide into three, and they will wait to pitch Carlos Rodon game four, which will be Monday afternoon, as you can hear on The Fan. And that puts Luis Gil, their second-best pitcher besides Gerrit Cole this year, in fifth in their spot in the rotation. Now, semantics here, Tiki.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but it actually does.
In a way, by doing that, it's almost like switching up the lineup, less at-bats, more at-bats. You're setting up Luis Gil to pitch less starts and less innings if you stay on rotation.
Yes.
They're going to have to manage this.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't have any idea of what the plan was coming into the season. Right. He screwed up that plan regardless because he was so good, talking about Luis Gil at the beginning of the year, that they had to just keep throwing him out there. But as he went through that little patch of struggles, three or four games, it was good they had a reset. I mean, one of the reasons that you start calculating, did the break come at the right time? He's one of the reasons I think it came at the perfect time. And honestly, I'm kind of happy, just from a selfish standpoint, that he didn't make the All-Star game.
Oh, he could totally rest up?
Just so he could take a reset, a chill, and get himself back to where he started the season. Because, look, if the Yankees are going to go as far as I think they're going to go, as even you think they're going to go, they're going to need Luis Gil to be Luis Gil like he was at the beginning of the year.
And that's part of the reason I'm confident entering the second half, and I have flipped after this week off and got my much-needed break from the Yankees. Mm. Luis Gil looked pretty damn special. Not just good, special, the last two times he's pitched.
Right.
And by virtue of that, the Subway Series now next week, Tiki, and I know we're going to do a ton of this. Evan won't stop yapping his gums next week. We'll be at Hard Rock on Tuesday. Come check us out before the game. Come by. We're going to have a good time. Luis Gil's first start of this second half will be versus the Mets on Tuesday night, and Gerrit Cole will pitch on that Wednesday night versus Sean Manaea. Why is that significant? Why am I the only one thinking about that a couple days out? Those were the two pitchers that the Yankees rolled out at Citi Field that the Mets absolutely tattooed, if you remember, and got off. So the Yankees have looked the Mets in the eye and looked ahead at the schedule, and obviously more of this has to do with the fact that they want a Luis Gil fifth in the rotation, and you're going to start Gerrit Cole first. But the Mets will have an opportunity to flex and go, we beat your best two pitchers twice if that happens. Or the Yankees get a big answer back and go, you had your little fun at Citi Field. Luis Gil's back. Gerrit Cole's back. Good luck.
We were wilting a little bit in the heat of summer. But now we got ourselves
back.
Now
we got ourselves back.
I mean, that's the opportunity you want. And by the way, I don't know if this was Boone or Cash or whoever decision it was to change up this rotation so that it flips and puts Gil at the back end. It's actually a great moment in a important series. Like, the Subway Series doesn't necessarily mean that much, but bragging rights wise and I think momentum wise we saw the first series what that did for the respective teams, and maybe it does the same thing the second time around.
The timing, this series will have juice next week,
right? But it gives both Gerrit Cole, who was just coming back from his preseason injury, and Luis Gil a chance to redeem themselves in the eyes of New York. I think that's
I don't think it was intentional. Right. But it's lined up that way.
I don't believe in coincidence, but that's a great coincidence.
Tiki, it is one of two ways. I know me. I'm a gum-flapping Yankee fan. If the Mets beat up our two best pitchers
again
on a second turn, that is bury my head in the sand and not come out time.
Right.
Big time.
Right.
888-808-101. Now, of course, they won't, and we'll prove that everything that happened at Citi Field was a complete fluke, and the Yankees will right the ship, and that's the way it goes. John in Staten Island. John, what's up?
What up, John?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Friday, fellas.
Happy Friday, man. John.
I'm on my way to Yankee Stadium now. Nice. I'm on over there. I'm excited for the start.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sorry, the second half. I agree from the caller from previously that the Yankees had to get off to a hot start and for multiple reasons. But the reason also is to evaluate what we need to get in the trade deadline. Like, we need to make sure that we definitely need a bullpen arm. We definitely need a corner infielder somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's time to evaluate, you know, Torres and all those guys like that that are holding up spots that are slightly holding us back. You know, like, I believe Torres is a better player than he's showing. I think LeMahieu is better than what he's showing. I don't know what we're going to get out of first base between Rizzo and Rice. That's a toss-up. So it's one of those things where they need to get up to a hot start. They're playing with the Rays, a playoff division, you know, playoff foe. And they need to get to a hot start. Hopefully, I'm going to get the bobblehead. Hopefully, it's a great night for us. I'm expecting a multi-hit Soto night. I want a home run from Judge, and I want a Yankee win tonight. That's what I want happening tonight, fellas. Hey,
John, you're going to get it, baby. Go get that bobblehead. Have a blast.
Right.
Let's go.
If all those things happen, you'll feel good about this. The start of the second half. But the Torres in particular, we haven't talked about him in a little bit. But as you know, I was thinking about this a couple days ago. You remember when he had that brief stint at shortstop, right? Where he's going to be our shortstop.
That was a full year, but
It didn't last more than a year, and then they had to move him back to second place. And he just like his whole mind changed, his whole mindset changed, his whole approach changed. Mm-hmm. It was almost like being put in that position of import, like was too much for him.
A lot of weight in your shoulders being the shortstop of the New York Yankees,
and so. Now that I was thinking about this because I was thinking about the pressure. You know, we always get these little, like, these stupid cliches, pressure is a privilege type thing. You know, you get the opportunity to be put in that position. You want to feel that pressure. You want to thrive and succeed anyways. That was the last time that Gleyber Torres had pressure other than this year. And the pressure this year is obviously being in a contract year. So in some ways, we shouldn't be surprised that Gleyber Torres has been struggling this year. Because the last time he was put in that kind of position,
he failed.
He failed.
You're right. And when you put it that way, yeah. And so he's not a pressure player.
And so I wonder, like, I know the Giants have this, because we have, I don't want to say like they're mental health experts. It's not like he has a problem in that regard. But like a sports psychologist is probably the more apt way. I wonder if that's really what he needs. Like forget the approach. Forget the, you got to shorten up your swing and do this and do all these other, forget all of that stuff. I think he might just need someone to talk to, right? Just an expert at analyzing and alleviating those pressures.
I think the proof
of
that.
It's that simple, but.
But I think the proof of that is what happened already when he got sat down for those couple games and then had the hiccup, Stroman going nuts.
Yes, and came back, and he was much better.
He was tearing it up. And then what happened to Gleyber Torres? Again, he hurt his little hamstring there a couple times. Mm-hmm. He kept coming up lame. He clearly has been dealing with that. I hope these couple days have done him well.
Yeah, but injury, man. Once you start blaming injury.
I'm not blaming injury, but it was very clear.
I'm saying when he starts blaming injury.
Maybe I'm a sucker. I have more confidence in Gleyber Torres rebounding here down the stretch than I do DJ LeMay.
I mean, He better.
Also, I have to say I'm disappointed. I had a choice of one or two calls to go to first. The other call I was going to go to, the subject simply said, Sean is right. Chuck E. Cheese pizza is very good. That caller has hung up, and now nobody will ever believe me.
He did not want to get on the record.
Rosie?
We have yet to have a caller say it.
Plenty of people on Twitter are saying it. My buddy Tim texted me this morning, too, goes, I guess the morning show or the warm-up show talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
A caller said, that moron Morris said Chuck E. Cheese. I listened to it, and Jerry was like, that's a bit much. And my buddy texted me, goes, I didn't know you felt this way. I took my kids to the pizza's unbelievable.
I'm starting to believe there's a conspiracy theory out of
why would this many people be coming to me?
Because it's only coming from you.
You want to see my timeline?
It's coming from you and your timeline, but your timeline is an echo chamber.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's how Twitter works. That's how Twitter works. You know, it's an echo chamber.
You're right.
It's like you just talk to people who believe the same stuff that you do. That's how Twitter works.
No,
like, I need someone independent to call us and be like, yeah, here's Sean is right.
You need
that
a pizza
expert. Is dope.
Here's the truth.
I need an IP.
An IPO?
T. Independent pizza taster.
Okay. We live in a world, and I think we can all agree with this, where hot takes, not hot takes, sometimes there is a belief that a lot of people have where all it takes is one person to say it, where now they feel comfortable going, oh my God, thank God somebody else said it.
He's so right.
And for those of you wondering, this has been a theme, I'm telling you, taking my kids, Chuck E. Cheese changed their pizza in the pandemic. It is not what we remember as kids, and it ranks up there. I am telling you, I've had some of the best pizza in Manhattan. It is as good as that, if not better.
Do you think that they would do a non-cheese pizza for me?
Are you lactose intolerant?
Paulie, we were on good
I don't
term.
Eat cheese.
Paulie.
Why? You protecting your heart?
A childhood trauma, probably. I used to eat cheese, and then some stomach things happened when I was like 12 or 13, and I stopped eating cheese, and the stomach got better, and for the last 25 plus years, I haven't had
cheese.
You're
probably lactose intolerant.
No, because I eat ice cream, and I eat all the other stuff. Cheese intolerant.
Don't go down a rabbit hole trying to figure out Pauly Rosemary, please.
I know, I'm not.
You don't think they would do it?
I don't know, Pauly. Don't kill my argument, please.
I'm not killing it. I'm asking you a question.
I'm supporting it.
You're the expert.
Maybe they would. But the point is, I said it. I was the first to say it. And now people are rallying to my cause. I'm not wrong. Mm. Chuck E. Cheese is better than most New York City pizza. 888-808-1019.
Paulie just wants breadsticks.
Of course he does. He's a guy who always eats the crust. Dan in Jersey City. Dan, what's up?
What up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, Jen? First of all, huge, huge fan.
Thank you.
Big Giants fan here. But my call is in reference to the Met. And maybe as a former retired athlete, you could let us in the inside scoop here. How much of management's word when they traded Scherzer away that this isn't our year comes into effect when it comes to their trade deadline moves this year?
But they're meaning that they're not going to push, that they're not really going to, let's put it in quotes because it's how we talked about it last year, we're not going to try next year. I think that all went out the door when the regime changed. I think when David Stearns came in, took a complete, you know, reassessment of what was going on here and looked at what they had, looked at what they potentially needed. And you got to believe that there's just like we saw with the Giants on Hard Knocks, there's just like a massive whiteboard about this is what we need. These are the, you know, whatever, DH, right field, et cetera, et cetera.
These are who could be available. This is what we have.
Like, you got to believe that all this is all laid out for them and they're evaluating it as the season goes on. But I think the previous regime felt like they needed to strip down.
Right.
I think David Stearns said, maybe, but let's see first.
Yeah.
And what's happened is that they've played themselves, I mean quite literally now, into playoff position.
Right. David Stearns has the same two eyes we all do watching this team.
Right. So and ultimately, he has to answer to his owner.
Right.
Who is now saying, I would love for this team to put me in a position to have to buy.
Right. And would love to have the ballpark filled in September with everybody believing and you buying into it because that's the business side.
So to answer his question just shortly, succinctly, no, I don't think it applies at all.
Nah.
What we heard with Verlander, really Scherzer, and Verlander last season.
And they did that. They didn't really add big in this offseason. Now they've observed what they had, and now they could reload. So enough time has passed that does change that, right, no matter what. 888-808-1019. Brian in Forked River. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love you. Fucking watch your show all the time.
Appreciate you. What's up? Oh, we lost
it. Every day.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, what do you got?
Work. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We lost you for a second, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chuck E. Cheese pizza is amazing. I live in Jersey. I love pizza. It's one of my favorite foods.
Thank you.
I've had pizza all over. And Chuck E. Cheese pizza, we take our daughter there like 5 times a year.
Wow.
And it's amazing.
Right? Yeah. It's unbelievable what they've done with
this. Brian and Forked River, you are the first to confirm.
Yeah, I
Brian
told you.
And Forked River. I remember this now.
Brian and Forked River.
He's the first to actually come on air, put his reputation at stake, and confirm what Sean Marash has been saying it's a couple months now.
There's somebody on Route 3, somebody in the BQE right now going, these guys are idiots, you know what they're talking about, while they haven't had it. They have not had it in recent memory, and they think...
I mean, that's why I can't comment, because I'm ignorant to it. I haven't tried it.
We're normalizing how great Chuck E. Cheese pizza is on top of the Yankees and Mets calls. Andrew in Holbrook. Andrew, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
It's good to be on the air. I do have to say, I have 2 kids, 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. I went at Chuck E. Cheese as a kid. Pizza sucked. I'm going to be honest. I went there about a few months ago to West Islip.
Okay.
From Holbrook. The number one pizza in Long Island. Number one.
Andrew, that's my Chuck E. Cheese, too. The West Islip one. That pizza's unbelievable.
Right off Sunrise Highway.
Yep. Great. Thank you.
I just had to tell you guys. So, Tiki, you have to try it.
I mean, now I have to. Now we're getting cosigns from regular folk.
Yeah. And that made me feel better. It's my establishment, so I know everybody's tasting the same thing.
Maybe he's like sprinkling something on there.
Whatever it is, man, it's got me hooked. I'm telling you, it's
extra oregano.
The undercarriage of the pizza there. It's this like garlicky, crispy taste.
He like garlic paste the bottom of it.
Why do I feel like Sean's next pizza pies at Chuck E. Cheese will be for free?
Yeah, right?
No.
Definitely.
I slip Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
Sean!
Exactly.
You're gonna be like Norm on Cheers.
Three pies, you're good.
I'm blue collar Shawnee. I pay my way. John in Red Bank. John, what's up?
Hey guys, how are you? Tiki, big fan. Sean, I love the show. So credit to you guys.
Thank you, man.
I think everything's been great. Sean, I'm gonna have to agree with you on Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I think some of the callers may be blowing it out of proportion. I think it's good. But maybe the best pizza on Long Island, I don't know. But it is a heck of a lot better than it was when I was a kid.
Thank you.
28. So it is. We got fooled by the Pasquale's. We ordered a delivery, and
I told you.
You know, we were all satisfied. So
there you go.
Turn your nose up at.
Oh, interesting. So what he just mentioned, it was what Sean said yesterday, and I didn't quite get it, but now I get it. When you order it, like DoorDash it,
yeah,
it's Pasquale's.
Well, I don't know if it still is, but during the pandemic, Chuck E. Cheese is. Couldn't have kids running around playing skee ball. So the only way to keep the business alive was to sell food to go. And they knew that if we slapped our name on this, nobody's going to order our food. And they knew they had to change it so people wouldn't know. So they changed the formatics of their pizza, made it really good, and put the name Pasquale's Pizza on it as a ghost kitchen. People started ordering the pandemic.
Who was Pasquale? Or Pasquale? Or
it didn't matter. They just came up with like an Italian silly name.
I mean, maybe it was one of the chefs.
There will be a documentary about this one day, I promise you. And it is how Chuck E. Cheese survived the pandemic. And then they realized when people got hip to the act, wait, I'm ordering Chuck E. Cheese. How is this pizza so good? And now Chuck E. Cheese had to keep that pizza, and it's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
It's one of the great American stories of all time.
I can't believe this has lasted 2 days on our
show. How Chuck E. Cheese survived the pandemic. I'm telling you. It's Yankees Rays this weekend, Mets Marlins, you know what pizza to get.
The things that All-Star breaks can make your radio shows talk about.
Absolutely. Lou in Astoria. Lou, what's up?
What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, dude?
All right.
Hey, Kiki, on the Chuck E. Cheese pizza, let me tell you something. My kids love it. They love it, okay?
No. I mean,
and the reason why they love it is because
Lou, you know, kids love any pizza. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
the question is, do you love it?
Let me explain.
Go ahead.
Tiki.
Good, go ahead.
He appreciates the pizza, not because it's the best pizza in town. It's because they're fun, and he wants to be in that place, and he enjoys the show, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
That is kids, it's not really... My wife, which is pretty good, she's good what places the best pizza are.
Right.
She can't stand it. She called them frozen pizza, okay?
Lou, tell your wife to take a walk.
No, no, don't hang up. I got a point.
I'm not going to hang up. You're making Louis Hill.
No, he's talking about your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just saying. I mean, she knows better than I mean, you know what we do sometimes after we got a Chuck E. Cheese? Then we go outside and buy a pizza. That's how bad it is.
Nah, you're off.
Okay, anyway,
so Lou, now, whatever baseball point you make is sullied.
We got a dissenter.
I still like you. Anyway, don't hang up. Let me bring up my point.
We got you, Lou. Go eat.
Louis Gill, which you guys pronounce a heel, okay? He best to start. He's been the best Yankee pitcher. And Gleyber Torres, in the last week, he's come along. He's been fielding unbelievably. He's been hitting. He's been patient at the plate. So those two, I don't have no problems, okay? I know that they're going to probably get rid of Gleyber Torres, and that's terrible, okay? Because I think that he's going to be good. Now, this is what I want you to – I called many, many hosts, and they haven't given me an answer yet.
Go ahead.
Jason Dominguez had a Tommy John surgery, right?
Yes.
Okay? The Japanese guy, Otani, has the same identical surgery – and he's DHing. Why couldn't Jason Dominguez come up and DH
Lou, he started to, and then he got re-hurt.
Yeah.
They were just giving him a little rehab.
But wait a minute. He would never got hurt if he would have come up, because you had the left fielder with you and everybody else say, oh, the dog. You know what?
I'm wearing the dog shirt today.
The problem.
No, but Lou, he wasn't a problem at that point. And I still don't think – I think Verdugo went to the slump.
At the beginning, everybody was great because we were winning at the beginning.
Yes, yeah. But Lou, that was what – it wasn't like anybody was slumping when Dominguez got hurt. That was the problem. It was a logjam.
Yes.
In reality, Verdugo really went down the tubes after Dominguez got hurt, and it was a lost opportunity.
It would have been – if Verdugo had just never materialized into the player that he was at the beginning of the year, then – I think Dominguez probably would have gotten a little bit of a look, despite being somewhat compromised physically.
Yeah.
But once Verdugo was raking, it didn't make any sense to, one, waste a year, but then, two, potentially put him in harm's way.
Of course.
And so, unlike Shohei Ohtani, who's now 7 years into his career, this happened in year six, a year ago, when he tore his – he didn't even fully tear his UCL. It was just – I think it was a partial tour. He knew he needed surgery, but it wasn't like – Your elbow's going to fall off. It was your elbow's jacked. You're going to need surgery. But guess what? You can still swing.
Yeah.
And so it's a completely different situation. One, because Ohtani's older. And I think, two, Jason Dominguez is just, he hasn't established himself yet.
Right.
It's almost like Ohtani is, no matter what you do, he's going to be successful. No matter what.
And you don't know
that
about Dominguez yet.
You don't know that about Dominguez. And the last thing you want is to throw a young kid up who's partially injured into the major leagues and have him fail.
And set back his career.
And his confidence is shot. Then we start saying, maybe he's not. Trade him. Right? The narrative just starts to change around the kid. So you got to protect him. It's one of the hard parts of that, I think, of that job. Right, the general manager's job or the president of the baseball operations is how you navigate these young kids' ascents, because you can screw them up.
Like, you and you have to protect them from themselves.
You can screw them up.
Yep, no doubt about it. We'll continue to take your calls. Yankees, Mets, second half. The Chuck E. Cheese Army is with me on how it's overtaken some of the best New York City pizza places in the world.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.